Okay, fun seekers, it's time to see what is a realistic rate of return and how much wealth we can build over our working careers. Because in a previous illustration, hypothetical illustration, we took a look at what a mutual fund had done over 86 years, starting with $10,000. Very unrealistic for most individuals, don't you agree? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at $100 per month for 30 years, 401k, Roth IRA, and then simply extend our time horizon by 10 years and see what happens. See how exponential growth starts to kick in after several years. And then, oh boy, this is the best part. We're going to see what happens if we start putting 100 bucks away and then next year bump it up to 110. Two fewer trips to 5 bucks. I'm sorry, 6 bucks. For 4 bucks. Five, Starbucks, right. Two fewer trips to Starbucks every month. And then we're going to see what happens when we've taken Business 123 Introduction to Investments in our 40s, and we don't have 30, 40 years. This is what I get when we do these illustrations. Why didn't you tell me this 25 years ago? So we'll see what happens if we start a little later in life and have to put in more money and not have the advantage of 30, 40 years, but only say 20 years of investing. So I've got these all loaded up on the local hard drive because it works a lot better. So let's minimize this puppy. And here we'll go. We'll take a look first at 30 years, $100 a month, using the exact same mutual fund that we showed in the 86 years, the mutual fund we used in the last presentation as a sample mutual fund that had been around for a long, long time and had done pretty darn well. So again, here's the scary part. Investments are not FDIC insured, nor are they deposits of or guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, so they may lose value. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of results in future periods. Here's all the lawyer stuff to scare you to realize that you're not being backed up. If your mutual fund goes down the porcelain oasis, oh well, no government agency is going to back you up. So here, finally get down to the good stuff. We're going to put $100 away over 30 years, starting back in 1990. And we're going to use the A shares because they actually wind up being cheaper for us over the long term. And they weren't even around. The other ones weren't even around back then. So what happens is we're putting 1200 bucks a month away. And then 1990s, the stock market went in two directions, up and way up, until 2000 when it started to go down. But look, it didn't go down by much. Why? Because we're continuing to put $100 away. So we're buying low. Ah, that's why this technique called dollar cost averaging is so awesome, because we don't worry about when the best time to invest is. We simply keep putting our 100 bucks a month away, or more if we can afford it, or less if we can't afford that. And when the prices go down, we're buying more shares. It's not a guarantee of success, but it's pretty darn close, folks, because we don't try to time the market. We don't let emotions take over. And so in 2007, we had 59,000. Yippee! And then we had 39,000 next year. But did we run? Did we hide? No. We kept putting money away. And after 30 years, we've put $36,000. Many people don't bat an eyelash putting plunking down $36,000 for a car. And we had 172,000, 173,000 almost, at an annual average rate of return of 9.05%, because we've been through two major bear markets. Not bad. 36,000 becomes 173,000. And if we take a look at the graph, we'll see that we're starting to see that exponential growth, nowhere near as dramatic as we saw with the 86 years, but those drops are pretty painful. Yes, they are. But is that really what we are after 30 years, right? Can we do better? Yes. And how? Simply by extending our time horizon. So we'll take a look at the next one, which is the same mutual fund, same $100 a month, same scary stuff. Be afraid, be very afraid, because you can lose money. And if you do, tough noogies, we're not going to do anything. And our lawyers told us to put all this stuff in that nobody reads. And so here we get down to the same situation, but now we're starting in 1980. We have the benefit of an extra 10 years, $1,200 a year. And sure enough, the markets went in two directions, up and way up in 1980s and 1990s. And by 2000, we had 170,000. And 2 years later, 141. Yeah, so that was a painful drop. But look, if we, long as we held on 2003, we're back up to where we passed where we were in 2000. And then comes 2007. 265, 174. How's it feel to lose almost 100 grand, 90,000? Yeah, but we didn't sell at the bottom. Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yes, it's too late to get out. Just keep the day in. And sure enough, we put in $48,000, which is barely enough to buy a Tesla these days. And we have 676,000 at an average annual rate return of 10.69%. Pretty darn good, huh? And sure enough, we're going to see that same exponential growth starting to take hold, starting slowly, and then those bumps along the way, they're painful, but sure enough, there's that exponential curve. Cool? Just by extending our time horizon. And that's why we really love the young folks to get started. Now, don't think you got to go out there tomorrow and start. You know, if you're in your teens still, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 25 seems to be that magic number when people, you know, the dust settles on their college degree, and then they decide if they go to college or whatever they do, but they decide, okay, I got to start thinking about this. Yeah, that's 25 to 30. You still got plenty of time. Now, this is so cool. Watch this, because now we're going to go to the next one, which is essentially exactly the same, except first year we put in $100 a month, next year, 110. Two fewer trips to $5, Starbucks. Right, you can do that. Bump it up. It's a new year. Start with $110. Go down to your human resources department. Bump up your 401k. Add to your Roth IRA or regular account. And then here comes the scary part. Be afraid. Be very afraid. And don't read this because you can't read it. It'll put you to sleep anyway. And our lawyers decided that it's a good way for get rid of insomnia. So here's the exact same thing. We're going to start in 1980, put $100 a month away, but every year we're going to increase by $10 every 12 months. Cool? And so notice that our investments are used to be just $1,200 a year, but now they're creeping up. They're creeping up, and that's not a problem, folks, because our salaries are usually going up, inflation's going up, paid down some debt, maybe paid off the darn car. And sure enough, there we go. Still see the bumps. Here's 2,000, 257, 216. So not too bad. And then 421, 278. Ouch, right? But you didn't bail out at the bottom, because if the world ends, it doesn't matter where your money is. And sure enough, by 2019, you've put in $141,000, a lot more than you did with the other one, 48. But, you know, folks, over 40 years, this is a lot less than most people spend on cars. We don't think about how much we're spending on cars, but take Business 121 and we talk about cars and how much they cost us over our working careers. So this is a whole lot less than you're going to spend if you own a car every 5-10 years, especially if you want a big money waster. I'm sorry, break my wallet. Bring more wallop, wampum, beautiful Mexican women car. No, BMW, right, Bavarian Motorwerken, right. If you want a BMW or a Tesla or an Audi or one of these very expensive cars, you're going to spend a whole lot more than $141,000. But look at what you got. Over a million, 1.15 million. Average annual rate of return of 10.33%. Again, because you've been through two serious bear markets. Yes. And now we'll see the graph, which will start to see that wonderful exponential swoop upwards with those stomach-churning downdrafts, right? So this, I think, is so cool, especially for young folks. Just start paying yourself first, making it an automatic out of your paycheck, out of your checking account, and be awesome, assuming the world doesn't end. Now, the people in their 40s and into their 50s, what do they say? I don't got 30, 40 years to start. Okay, so what do you got to do? You got to put in a whole lot more every month. And if you're married, you've paid down a lot of debt, it can be done. So let's go to the first of two for the mature students. And again, be afraid, be very afraid. And what are we going to do here? We're going to put $500 a month. And we're going to do that for 20 years. So let's go to the beginning of, this is 2000, folks. Think of the decade is one-fifth, I mean, century is one-fifth over. So we're going to put $500 a month away, which, hey, some people paid off for a car, no problem, $500 a month. Maybe that's just the payment, and then they got to pay the insurance. Ugh. So it sounds like it's a lot of money, and it is, but who do you want to pay it to? Ford Motor Credit Corporation, or do you want to pay it for yourself? So that's $6,000 a year, and sure enough, we see that we don't really have a whole lot of time, and we sat through two really tough bear markets, 2000 to 2002, and then 2008. We put in $120,000, we only have $300,000. 8.41%. And because we only have 20 years, you don't really get to see that exponential swoop. All right, so maybe you're married and you're both working and you've paid off the cars and kids are in college or out of college. Can you double it? You got 20 years to invest. Can you put $1,000 a month away? And that sounds like a lot of money. Be afraid, be very afraid. And it is, but the Congress, has given you the green light. You can put $19,500 this year? I forget what it is. It's over $19,000 into your 401k, 403b. And when you hit 50, you can put another $6,000 in. So $26,000. So some people can do that. Some people can't. In fact, I often will tell people, if you're married and you're young and you're both working, why don't you live off of one salary, put most of the rest of the salary into a 401k, do that for 5 years, and you'll never have to put another dime away if you choose wisely and invest prudently for the long term. And some people don't believe me. So I said, come by my office, I'll show you the illustration. And they just, their eyes lit up, because this was a couple, you know, young couple. And they said, well, maybe we can do it, you know. Yeah. But if it means you got to give up your house, or you got to, you know, live in a one bedroom apartment or something like that, well, no, but still, it's still an idea. It's not something you have to do. But here, people are putting $12,000 a month, a year away, $1,000 a month. And after 20 years, they put in $240,000, but they have a pretty good chunk of change, $604,000. Yeah. So, again, if you have the 30, 40 years, definitely take advantage of it. But if you only have 20 years, yeah. And if you only have 5 or 10 years, I'm not a miracle worker. I apologize. Don't go to Vegas. Don't start gambling. But because half a sandwich is better than no sandwich, right? So what do you think? Pretty cool? Yeah, I think so. And if you have an idea for any other type of illustration, send it to me. As I said, I can talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. So I'll put it together, and maybe if something that we think the other people would be interested in, we'll do a little presentation. Cool? Okay. Be awesome, dear students. In our next presentation on illustrations, we're going to see the effect of paying for your advice through the old-fashioned way, through commissions, versus paying for your advice through the new-fashioned way, fee-based, it's called, assets under management. Be awesome, dear students. We are so proud of you.